Start your day with Triple M breakfast and a nice hot shower. Built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a ream.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Rightio.
What are we, Wednesday?
Rightio, Wednesday already.
How did we get here?
Should be Origin night, but because it's on in Perth and the time difference and everything, we'll put it on Sunday, shall we?
Why is it on Sunday? Does anyone... why?
So, if... the game starts at 7:40 for telly here. Yeah. That's 5:40 in Perth. They're worried they won't fill the stadium up because it's too close after work if it's during the week. So whack it on a Sunday.
I'm hearing is excuses. That's not a me problem. That's
your hair looks
problem.
Lovely.
Was it? I washed it.
You washed it.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Origin Game 2, Sunday night, but we've got your tickets to Origin 3, which is back here at Suncorp, either the decider or the maroon wash.
Well, they're flying out on Billy Slater's Learjet tomorrow to Perth, but right now they're at Sanctuary Cove in the wonderful confines. But last night, poor old Ben Hunt got pulled out of dinner. He's got pulled out of breakfast to speak to us, and here he is now. Ben Hunt, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, good old media always interrupting.
Sorry, mate. Have you really got a bacon and egg roll in your hand?
No, I already scoffed it down.
Oh, no.
It sounds like it's still stuck in your throat. How are you, Benny? How are you feeling? The vibe seems to be pretty high, with Billy Slater and JT and the boys at the helm. How's it been being in camp with Billy?
Yeah, it's been great, Margo. First camp, I was not really sure what to expect, but coming in, it's been a really relaxing and enjoyable camp. But when it comes to training, Billy's onto us. He's really got us cracking, but it's been an enjoyable one so far.
Slightly different game plan under Billy Slater. He actually is encouraging you to actually throw the ball a bit.
Yeah, he has been, which is exciting. We've got a lot of players in our team that can throw the ball around and really play some good footy. So it's nice to have a coach like Bill that's really encouraging that and, promoting us to do it.
Hey, the game to Hoodoo, is it 4 years since you won a second game of the Origin? Would that be right?
Yeah, apparently I only heard that last night, but they're saying it's been 4 years. So
do we break that?
Oh, we've got to go over with the same attitude as we did in game one. Go down and know that we have to win that one, just throw everything into it. And, I think we've got the team to do it. We've just got to go with the right attitude, like I said.
You guys have prepped a little differently to the New South Wales side. They're already over in Perth. You guys don't turn up there till later this week.
Yep.
Was there a strategy behind that?
Look, I'm not too sure about the strategy. I know that Bill really enjoys being down here at Sanctuary Cove and all the boys enjoy it here. So we're getting our sessions in here, being relaxed, and then our day off is going to be our travel day. So we're all bought into it and we're looking forward to it.
Hey, we've been watching and we've been talking about it the last 2 days on radio. The Thursday's kick the night before at Accor Stadium, the night before where you guys all bet 20s that he wouldn't get it and he said, you owe me 50s if I do get it. Do you remember that? Now, we've been trying to work out, and I think we've had Kurt Capel on, we've had...
Felice Kaufusi, talking to Pat
Cargan. They reckon it missed because it hit the crossbar, it hit the upright.
Yeah.
Did you have a bet on it first?
No, I wasn't on the bet. I was in auction, but I wasn't in on it.
Have you watched the video, Benny, or were you there? Because I've watched the video, and I reckon it went over.
Margot will not believe.
Missed.
Margot will not
100%
believe.
Missed. 100%
so Benny didn't have any money on it, and he says it missed. Right?
How do you know it 100% missed, Benny? Because where were you on the field?
I was there. I was standing about 20 metres away. Like, I saw it. It hit the upright, hit the crossbar, and bounced out.
All right. What does this happen every day? Because why doesn't Cam Smith get involved as well, the greatest point scorer in NRL history?
Well, he's not a big gambler. Yeah, he doesn't want to take the boys' money. Jono wants to take all the boys' money.
So. No, he doesn't want to give his money away. That's the thing. Cam Smith keeps his wallet very close to his chest.
Yeah. If we're talking gamblers, why isn't Alfie involved if we're talking gamblers?
Because he's got no money.
Hey, listen, does that still go on that it's somebody every night in Origin camp, it's somebody's birthday? Not players, but someone on the staff's birthday with Alf?
Well, it's just about every night. I'm pretty sure Elf's rule is night on, night off. So
every second night. Really. His body's a temple. Hey, mate, so when do you go? Tomorrow?
Yeah, find out tomorrow about midday, I think.
So do you reckon that was planned? We were talking about it yesterday, to New South Wales can take care of all the media and the promotion and you guys do the training and then just lob into town?
Oh, that'd be nice if you just lob in for the game. It'd be great. Not too sure about that, but...
Do you like playing over in Perth, Benny? Because there's, you know, a lot of contention around the fact that it's a state of origin between Queensland and New South Wales. The game should be played here, but the game obviously wanting to expand has taken it to Perth. They get a fair crowd over there being an AFL town, though, and a union town. What is it like playing at a neutral ground like that in this sort of quality of game?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I've only had the one game over there and obviously wasn't too good for Queensland, but the stadium and the crowd and, you know, the whole build-up to it was fantastic. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to going over there again.
Good on you, Benny. We're looking forward to you being there too, mate. Now, obviously, the Maroons are going to win. Before we let you go, can we just get a scoreline prediction, please?
22-12.
Hey, oh, confident. Magnificent. Get on this bloke for the Dally M Player of the Year too. He's away and ahead.
Good on you, Benny.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Triple M Breakfast.
Triple M, Marto and Margo with you. And this was the big moment on Celebrity Apprentice last night.
Benji, I'm delighted to say that you are the winner of Celebrity Apprentice.
He's a winner again, Benji Marshall. Hello, mate.
How are you going? Yay.
Winner of Celebrity Apprentice. Mate, how are you feeling this morning? It's, you know, it's all happened and you've woken up. You're feeling like a champion?
Weirdly enough, yeah, I am. it's good. I mean, for me, the biggest thing for me is I got to represent a great charity and eventually, well, at the end of the day, that's what we're there for. And to be able to raise $500,000 for them over
incredible
the whole show, which funds one of their programs for the next 4 years, is really special.
Oh, that's the good
thing. I'm really proud of that, yeah.
Can I check, just are you allowed to blow away the smoke and mirrors? It was filmed a while ago. Was it weird watching yourself each night, or did you watch yourself each night on telly?
I probably watched about 7 episodes out of all of them, to be honest. I get a little bit embarrassed watching myself on TV, but I just wanted to make sure that I come across exactly how I was, which I'm happy about because I was myself the whole time, you know.
What next? Master Chef, Dancing with the Stars, Survivor. Where do you head next?
I had an offer from Survivor, actually, to go on. but no, I've got two little kids, man. I can't leave the kids for that long, you know.
I don't want to put you in it. Ronnie
seemed
to be a bit of a dick, if I can say it.
Who's that?
How did you get on with him?
Who's Ronnie?
Yeah,
look, Ronnie?
Ronnie's off the block. Ronnie and George.
Yeah, Ronnie from the block.
He was a dick on the block and he was a dick on Celebrity Apprentice.
What did he do to you, Benji? Did he say anything? Did he rub you up the wrong way?
He rubbed me up the wrong way by talking to other people the wrong way. He said to a lady, Jean Kitson, that she had dementia. And like, my wife's grandmother died from dementia. It's just not something that you joke about to people, even if you are joking, like, you know, and I pulled him up on that.
What about Darren McMullenick? Obviously come down to the two of you in the final. What's he like as a bloke?
Yeah, so I didn't think before the show when I first met Darren that we would actually get along.
Yeah.
But for some odd reason, we're so opposite. And I think he liked my honesty to him where I would just tell him how it was and I wouldn't really pop any of the BS, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, he raised almost $700,000 for his charity over the whole show.
Yeah, he's fabulous and well done, mate.
Congratulations.
But can I have a quick origin chat with you? You know, Mulatola. Yeah, Mulatola last year, it was discovered, picked for Queensland. I didn't get here till I was 14. This year, it's Murray Taulangi. Got here when he was 12, picked for Queensland. When did you arrive?
I arrived when I was 15.
So you would have been ineligible for
origin. No, but see, back when I was at that age, the rules weren't the same. They'd only just been changed.
Could you have played Origin?
Yeah, I had to make a decision whether I wanted to play for Queensland or because I played Queensland Schoolboys. The opportunity to play for New Zealand was obviously because I'm a Kiwi was just too great. And I think Origin's such an Australian cultural thing. I just don't want to mess with that. So
this is just laziness from you now, Marshall. You just want to sit on the couch and watch Origin. This is pure selfishness. Yeah.
When you do watch Origin, though, who do you cheer for, Benj?
Queensland.
Yeah. Queensland, of course.
We're asking various people. Can you give us a Queenslander?
Queenslander!
That's good. I like it. The other thing, can I mention, just speaking of New Zealand and your heritage, you received a New Zealand Order of Merit. Congratulations.
Well, yeah.
In the Queen's Honours List.
What does that give you? There's a couple
of
sheep.
You get some letters after your name.
Yeah.
OAM.
Have you got Jacinda Ardern's number?
I don't need any sheep. I grew up on a farm. We got enough of that.
Does Jacinda ring you or anything? What happens?
You get a letter, yeah.
Yeah, I got a letter from her. Yeah, and nice. And I did get a phone call too. Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, that's good.
But I got to go back and accept the honour in September.
All right, Bench, we've got to let you go, mate. But before we do, Origin 2, who wins it and what's the scoreline?
Oh, this is going to hurt you guys. I think New South Wales might win this one.
Why? Ooh. Why?
The last 20 minutes of Origin 1, I think they were really coming for Queensland.
Mm. Okay. Made a lot of changes, though.
Cares?
New team, new spine.
He's only a Kiwi. It doesn't matter what he says.
Exactly, mate. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care about yours.
Yay.
Thanks, well, Marshall.
Congratulations.
Good on you, mate. Winner of Celebrity Apprentice, $500,000 for South Cairns. You're a good man, Benji. Apart from your opinions on Origin, we love you.
And we'll see him next week on Ninja Warrior, I believe.
MasterChef.
Yeah. If you do any more reality TV, just stay away from RBT, all right, Benji?
Sweet. Done.
See you, brother.
See you, Benj.
See ya.
Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
On the day that Collingwood's Jordan Degoe has apologised for, he doesn't actually know what he apologised for, it's fabulous that we have Australia's number one stand-up comedian and the host of Gruen, which is on tonight on ABC. Hello, Will Anderson.
Oh, hello, Marta. Hello, Marco. Thank you very much for having me this morning. And, State of Origin has moved to Sunday night because they were scared of going head-to-head with Gruen or on Monday. So.
Oh, God, you're the real winner here because, 2 weeks ago they would have stolen everything from you, yeah?
Yeah, it's fair to say that it's never your best night in your ratings when I'm doing a lot of recommending people catch the show on ABC iView on Origin.
Yeah. Is TV like radio where you do something and then it's really good and you enjoy it but you know no one really heard it or saw it and maybe you can replay it and use it later for a different audience?
You know, my favourite story about this is actually a little tangential, but you'll enjoy this. My friend Adam Spencer, who people would know, Spencer, he got offered the hosting job on a TV show on the ABC called Quantum. And it was like this sort of, science educational show. And it was quite a big deal at the time, his first big gig.
Well, he's
and
a math first, genius too.
That's right? Where I know him from, Will, from Quantum.
Yeah. Okay, so the first episode he ever did was up against the finale of Seinfeld.
Oh, Jesus.
Was that at the time, Will, the highest viewed television event
ever.
That was a scripted show? Oh, no.
You got to start somewhere. Hey, listen, tonight's show on Gruen, I see you're talking about undies. Is this about the not having body attractive people advertising undies? Is that where you're heading?
This is the new world of underpants because you can sort of judge a society about how we look without our clothes on. In the old days, it was Marky Mark in his Bonds undies and, his nine pack or whatever he has. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym. But these days, it's like, ordinary looking blokes dancing around in their undies. So what does that say about us as a society and our new body positivity? So it's a really interesting topic, undies.
What it says is that we've let ourselves go, Will, and our standards have dropped.
100%, that is the case. But I'm glad we've leaned into it. Everybody knew. But basically, we all got in our trackies during COVID and we haven't got out.
Haven't got out of them. No. Well, I don't wear undies for fear of VPL. What about that? Do you discuss the visible panty line? Because that's a real insecurity thing for women, I know.
I just love the. Is this a revelation for the first time that you don't wear undies?
Yes, it is, Will. And I want to talk about the stains on your clothes. But anyway,
Will, we're thankful Margot's actually.
That's why I wear black.
We're thankful she's wearing outer clothes, normal clothes today. She'll often wear pajamas into work, mate. We put up with UGG boots for the last few days running. Have you ever rocked up for a riding session and just thought, bugger it? I'm going to roll out UGG boots today or PJs.
Oh, mate, this is the thing that I love about Gruen is it's the biggest lie on television because, the only time I wear a suit ever in my entire life is for 8 hours a year. 8 hours a year I am in a suit to make Gruen. The rest of the time, when we make the show, when we put together every detail of that show, I am wearing what I'm wearing right now, my pajamas and Ugg boots.
So you've got a show revealing the fakeness of advertising, but you're being a fake.
Yeah, I am absolutely being a fake. I mean, I am like I don't look like that. I don't do my hair like that. I only shave on show day. Like, that is not me. That is a lie, people.
Eddie Maguire always attests to the fact that he wore a suit every day.
You worked with him.
Yes.
I worked with him. I know
Did
that
he
is absolutely
really
true.
Wear he a suit every day?
For breakfast
he
radio, Will.
Yeah, breakfast radio. I'll tell you the funniest thing about that is because, like, so he's in a suit every day. Yeah, dressed to impress. That's like Ed's brand. And, like, it, you know, I absolutely get it. But Ed also used to get there at, like, you know, you guys know what it's like for breakfast radio. You, like, you've got to be there, like, probably, you know, half an hour before the show, depending on what
Marto's,
it is. But
Marto's here at 3 o'clock. He's no, here, like, no, 2 hours early.
Keep just going with your story,
prepare.
Will.
Loves
to prepare. Okay, so the latest you can probably get there is about 6:04 when the first, you know, mic's open.
Ad break,
yeah. Say something, right? So there would be mornings where Eddie was running so late that we would all be in the studio ready to go, and our favourite thing to do was watch him sprint through the studio in the full suit and shoes, you know, like, just, it would be amazing.
So he's flying incredible. Down Punt Road going, extend the news bulletin. Yeah. I'm not going to make it.
Play another ad. Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, Will. Always a treat, mate. Gruen tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC. There's no Origin on, so get around Gruen.
Get into it.
Thanks,
and
mate.
Then next week you can watch it on ABC iView.
Margo, you know I like to do this once a week on this day, and it is a cracker. What year were you born?
1985.
Well, gather around, children. This is before you were. This may have been how you were conceived.
Oh,
because it was 1984. It was State of Origin Game 2 on this day. What year were you born?
84, sir.
Oh my God! This is probably why your mum punched you out. She was so excited. Were you born on this day in 1984?
I get told a lot I was conceived on April Fool's Day. I'm born in December.
All right.
You are a joke.
Correct.
State of Origin. That's what mum says. Today's magic moment. State of Origin Game 2, 1984.
Okay.
For those, close your eyes. Not if you're driving, but just concentrate. Queensland won Game 1 at Lang Park, 29-12. Kerry Boustead, the Bowie, he scored the first ever hat trick in Origin history. Origin had only been going for 4 years, the three-game series. It was only the third year, 1982-84, was the third year there was a three-game series.
Right. Okay.
It was incredible. Game two, down in Sydney at the SCG, 30,000 people piercing down rain, like not just a little bit of rain. And if you remember SCG, cricket pitch in the middle, it was muddy, it was horrendous
Bucketing
conditions.
Down.
Blues prop. Blocker Roach. This is Steve Roach, you see on Fox Sports.
Man.
Triggered an all-in brawl in the second tackle of the match. Choppy Close was into it.
Oh.
Our mate from Kana Malafala, he was into it, had his jersey pulled off.
Well, the referees allowed it to go on. Chris Close has lost his jumper. Fireworks falling from the sky. What a start to this State of Origin match.
Genuine fireworks.
That's how footy used to happen, just fightings, fireworks while the game was on. It was madness. Pissing down rain, I told you that.
So much chaos.
There was. It was complete chaos, Margo. And you could do anything because Barry Gomesall was the referee. Touch judges were told, bugger off. Barry Gomesall was from Mackay. He was he's dead now. The Grasshopper was his name. Have you ever heard his name?
No.
He was a cheat, but he was a Queensland cheat. It was
it's like backyard footy. There's no rules apply.
Exactly, because Wally... Yeah, he used to talk.
Oh, the king.
You ask Snowy or you ask anybody. Wally used to talk to Gomesall and say, listen, we need a bit of help. He just give a penalty. Oh. It was incredible. This is how Origin was built. Wally, all right. So the ground, if anyone's ever drop kicked a ball, which I used to do a lot of, it has to bounce, obviously. Wally managed to drop one out and it went 40 metres because he punt kicked it because Gomesall, he told Gomesall, look the other way. All right. So then.
Yeah, 40 metre drop kick in the rain.
Then New South Wales, crushing clear, went, if he can do that, he has had a whack. It stuck on the ground and didn't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
10 metre. Oh, here it is.
Well, what happened? Cleo just dropped the ball and stayed in the pool of water there, and he never got his foot to it.
Oh.
2 points to Queensland, and then the game was on the line until Dishhead Dowling, old shovel face, Greg Dowling, came up with one of the greatest catches in Origin history.
Lewis, a little chip. Oh, it bounces off the upright, and they're in! Dowling has gone in, and that's off a Lewis kick, and that's got to be luck. It came off the post, went back into the field of play. Dowling scooped it up and went in for Queensland.
Oh. incredible.
Queensland, 14-2, won the game, clinched the series after game two. The end. Check it out when you get to work.
We've all been there for it. 4-20, Australia's original fan food on this day in sport.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Hello and welcome to a very cold day. I know you're all come to Triple M this morning to listen to... to listen to our Queensland State Government budget analysis. I know that's what you're all doing here, and I thought it'd be the right thing for me to do that and just cover off on what actually happened yesterday in Parliament when they handed down the biggest budget in the history of our state.
Did you know this happened, Michael?
I didn't know this
No idea this happened.
Are you kidding?
No, no idea, mate.
Oh, God. Well, you should have heard some of it on telly last night. Treasurer's...
Cameron Dix.
Don't laugh.
James Chalmers. Jim Chum.
No, that's federal.
Dick.
No, Cameron Dick.
Dick. Cameron.
Big Cam.
Big Cam.
Call him Big Cam. The Dick. Jeez, you've really knocked me around. You don't laugh
neither
while
of
we're
us
doing a budget
no
analysis.
Did you forget
about
the word treasurer?
Yeah.
Treasurer.
Anyway, the bloke with the money.
Is it Josh Frydenberg?
He's gone.
ScoMo's mate.
Is he going to be the CEO of something else now, I saw?
Yeah, he lost his seat.
Sorry, okay.
I'm doing state
budget. Sorry.
Well, we've got our health problems, okay? And that's what he was looking for. All the ramping and everything, and that's where he's throwing more money into that.
I thought we were sending money to Sri Lanka.
Oh, stop. Just let me talk.
I was like, we need it too. Keep it here.
Let's get back to that Sri Lanka. Who's sending money to Sri Lanka?
I don't know. Terrible ambulance ramping going on in Sri Lanka, mate.
She's sending $25 million to Sri Lanka. I'm like, hello, our hospitals are in crisis.
Stop.
Sorry.
There's people switched over from ABC going, Marto and Margo will be doing the budget analysis.
We owe China $1 trillion. Don't give $25 million to Sri Lanka. That's the interest that we owe on the $1 trillion we've just borrowed.
I don't know what you're talking about. But here's our treasurer yesterday.
This is a record health budget. Yeah. Every year, the health budget grows. But this year, the increase is much more than just the usual. We are back in black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. How do they do that?
Yeah. To back up what he said. Big rogering. Yes, there we go. Now, listen, it's all because we're charging the coal miners more money and the casinos more money. That's how we seem to be. And that's tremendous. And then a lot of people dozed off and didn't hear the rest of it. But quite incredible. There were other areas covered by the budget.
And we're dedicating $20 million to catching those little turds who break into people's homes and steal their cars. Yeah. And then we're going to torture them and their parents. Yeah. And we have a saving of $12 billion by handing back the Olympics. Yeah. And we're going to save a further $2 million by not inviting the Premier's boyfriend to any more functions.
Yeah. I don't think we need the disclaimer on that one. I think we can endorse
okay
that.
With it. The torturing may be a little extreme, but everything else I'm okay with.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Tickets to Origin 3 on the show today. Mate of Origin, you find yourself a trusted mate. If they answer our call live on the show, you win two tickets. You can take them if you want. You can do whatever you want with them. They're your ticks.
Does it say anything that hasn't missed yet? It has not missed. Whoever we've rung their mate has picked up every time. That's Queensland.
Mm. That's it.
We've left a lot of people waiting in the lurch.
Hey, well, why don't you call it now, by the way? 133353. May as well get the jump on that if you want to get involved. But we have been talking all things Origin this week, specifically about what's going on in Origin Camp with the new Vibe Machine. What's Alfie's nickname? What's his official position? The
Entertainment Officer?
Entertainment Officer. Every day, if you don't know anything about Origin, every night is somebody's birthday. Like, Alf just makes it up and he makes them drink drinks. And there's coaching staff, not the players. Let's be very clear on that.
Of course.
But he is such fun. And he seems to have handed the mantle over to Jonathan Thurston as we were talking yesterday.
That's right. So there's this video that's gone viral on social media of JT lining up a kick. He's about, 35
out,
25 in from the sideline, something like that. And he has his kick and they're all taking bets. Have a listen here.
You can't make that.
If I miss, I'll give you a lobster. If I get it, you've got to give me a pint. The boys are going to give me a pint. I'm 35 metres out.
You saw it through the other day.
Now, it's hit the crossbar, it's hit the sidebar. There was confusion in the studio yesterday. Did it go in?
Well, it looked like
out
for the video. Margo and I looked at it five times. We thought it went
if
through.
If you haven't had an opportunity yet, it's actually a really feel-good video to watch. Amazing. It's on Queensland Maroons on Instagram. It goes for about a minute and a half, but you just get the sense that they're happy, they're having fun, the vibe is high.
24 hours before Origin 1 at the stadium where That's they right. played.
The captain's run. Don't watch it if you're a Blues supporter because vibes are high for the Maroons. So Jonathan Thurston commented under that video, well, these lobster emojis. So we're like, hang on, does that mean he lost because he had to pay out the lobsters? Well, I was at Pacific Fair on the Gold Coast yesterday doing an Origin thing with the players before they fly out.
Oh, fan day it was. I saw it on telly last night.
So I just took the opportunity to run over with my phone. Felice Cafusi, I talked to Kirk Capewell, Pat Carrigan as well. We'll hear them a bit later. But I wanted to know from Felice what happened with that kick. Have a listen.
Yes, yeah, so it was a captain's run. And I've said it before, but he's a bit of a little cash cow for us. So we bait him up a bit and trying up the ante, trying up this cash. And fortunately enough, bounced off the upright, off the crossbar, and I got my lobster.
It went out.
He celebrated too early. He seen it going, and it looked, it dead set looked like it was going over, and then hit the upright, hit the crossbar, and then come back. So
big 2015 vibes there.
Yeah, for sure.
Has he actually paid up that lobster?
Nah, he is. Yeah, he has. He's good for it. He's definitely good for it. And he's not short on cash too, so.
Felice told me he pulled out a roll.
Of 20s.
No, it was the wrong roll. He pulled out a roll of 50s, so he had to find his roll of 20s.
Oh, to have that problem. Peeled hang on a second. I've only got my 50s in my hundreds on me. Let me see if I can find my 20s.
It happens a lot. I talked to Kirk Capewell yesterday. Spoke to Felice Cafusi as well. He told us about JT's rolls of money. He pulled out a roll of pineapples to pay everyone and put that away. Then pulled out the roll of lobsters, the 20s. Now, there's something that goes on in Origin Camp about settling bets. Have a listen to Kirk Capewell here with me yesterday.
If you watch the video carefully, at the end of the video, you can see him. I think he's doing a bit of cursing. I think it cost him a couple of hundred. There was a few boys on that bet, so unfortunately I missed out.
The boys who did win money off JT, though, they collected.
I think so. I assume so. All debts usually are paid by the end of camp. Otherwise, they're doubled by the next camp.
Uh-huh.
This is chump change for this JT. This paid $400,000 for a car. A couple hundred bucks for a
this
bet.
This is Alan Langer. Alan Langer loves a bet. His fingerprints are all over this, Alfie.
All bets are doubled if not paid
if
by the end of Origin
the next
camp.
One.
Up, there you go.
Vibes are high. Come on, Queensland.
Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, you see the news coming out of Ukraine yesterday. I know President Zelensky, how long's it been going? March, maybe, June, earlier in the year. 3 months.
Crazy.
The Russians thought they'd come in and crush, you know, Ukraine. But Ukraine, remember when President Zelensky said, no way, we are Ukrainian, we're not giving away. And it's proving to be true.
We'll stand strong and we will fight back and resist.
That's what's happened.
The spirit is strong.
And the thing is, I saw Zelensky a couple of weeks ago going, now our problem is that it's going to, because news organisations get bored with things. They like to keep moving on, move on to the next thing.
Yes.
And something said, this is what's going to happen and Russia will keep crushing us while the world's not looking.
So Russia is still there.
Oh, God, they're still causing bombing damage. Away. Oh, but the thing is, it's not at the top of our news. It's buried 40 minutes into the news and stuff. So Zelensky is very happy. You remember Sean Penn went there about a month ago and then Bono went and sang in the subway
about
3 weeks ago.
Joe Biden, his wife
That's what
up.
He wants. She he wants these leading figures.
Joe sent his missus.
Yeah.
Very brave for the leader of the free world.
Well, you don't want to be falling off your bike in a war zone, do you? So then yesterday, of all things, guess who turns up at Ben Stiller?
Two actors who ended up on very different paths meeting on the world stage.
You're my hero. You're
no.
Yes. No. As you quit a great acting career for this.
Not so great as you.
Yeah.
As in Meet the Fockers, Ben Stiller.
As in Meet the Fockers, as in Zoolander. As in Dodgeball.
Ridiculously good looking.
Something about me. That is a great movie. Something about Mary. Owen Wilson's mate. That's how you, would you describe him.
Did he have his hair gelled up like something in Mary for the meeting with
He was pretty cool. He had some wise words.
I mean, you see it on television. Exactly what you're saying. You see it on TV. You see it on social media. And, you know, it's something else to actually see it and feel it.
There's nothing more real than an actor going through a war zone. He looked very uncomfortable. Aww. But the thing is, Zelensky's nailed this because we're talking about it and going, come on, someone's got to help Ukraine. It's as if Zelensky, who was a former actor and a comedian, he's gone into the Hollywood Actors Guild and he said, listen, can you do up a roster, start sending some people over once a week who's not doing a film? Like, who's spare? Is Tom Hanks there? Because he's done a war movie. Send Tom Hanks over and we're Saving Private Ryan. Him. He just sent Sylvester Stallone, what would he be doing? Or Arnie, or something like that. Or but bloody hell, send Tom Cruise. He's got a plane. Yes. He can actually do some
star
stuff.
Power.
John Travolta, he's got a plane, hasn't he?
Hacksaw Ridge was recently directed by
Andrew
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
If we lose Mel Gibson, are we anyway?
Okay.
He
might return him on a horse.
Triple M's Mace of Origin.
Origin Game 3, we're talking Suncorp Stadium. You and a mate could be there to watch Queensland either Maroon wash the series or it'll be a decider, which of course will mean you'll watch Queensland's amazing victory.
It's all about family and trust and mateship and loyalty, and that's why we've invented this competition.
It's the final game and it's the game you want to be at, and we've got tickets to give you to go. Brian from Boondall, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good mate. You know how this works. We're going to ring your mate, because it is made of Origin, of course, and if he picks up, you're going to Origin.
Awesome.
Okay.
Who's your mate, Brian?
So his name's Garth.
Garth.
How do we know Garth?
So he employed me in 2001, and, we worked together for over 20 years, I guess, years. We're really good mates.
Are you football-watching mates? Do you stand shoulder-to-shoulder while you're watching NRL or the first Origin?
Well, we've been fortunate to go to a lot of games together, and we do stand side by side in a lot of things. We even went in for a couple of other things, the Amazing Race.
You went on the Amazing Race together?
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, we didn't get in, but it would have been pretty good if we had.
Incredible.
All right, Brian, if Garth doesn't pick up, Anthony's on the other line here. Anthony, you'll be hoping Garth is in the bog or on the job or something and doesn't answer the phone, because that means you will win the tickets, Anthony.
Awesome.
He's happy with that. He's happy with that arrangement.
All right, Brian, this is the moment it all comes down to. We're going to dial in your mate. What was his name again?
Garth. Garth.
Sorry.
Can we check? Remember yesterday they were on the same building work site. You're not in the same building or together at the moment, are you, Brian?
No, mate. No, I'm in Boondall, and he's up at his place up the coast.
You can be in the same place. We don't mind.
Reception's not great sometimes up the coast, so this could be anything. Let's go to Garth. Let's give it a call.
All right.
See if he answers.
All right. Brian, when he picks up, you give him the good news if he does pick up. Okay, tell him you're going to Origin. Phone's ringing.
All right, beautiful.
Hello, Garth.
Hey, Garth, Brian, mate. Hey, Garth.
Yeah, good, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. How do you feel about going to Origin with me?
Mate, that'd be awesome.
Well, our friends at Triple M, hopefully, will just give us some tickets.
I'll get my jersey out.
We just need to tell Anthony, you're not going. Yeah, Brian and Garth, you're both going.
Thank you, Triple M. Thanks to Triple M.
I reckon we can flick you a couple of tickets. Made of Origin. Awesome. Game 3, Suncorp Stadium. You two boys are going to be there standing shoulder
Incredible.
To shoulder watching the mighty Maroons win, I reckon.
A 3-0 win.
Yeah. 21 years of friendship. Party on, Garth. Party on, Brian.
Awesome. Thanks to Triple M. Magic, boys.
And, girl, State of Origin comes to Brisbane for Game 3, Wednesday, 13 July. Secure your seat. NRL.com/tickets or with us, Mate of Origin, we call it. We'll be doing again tomorrow. Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Three shows down, three rippers in my opinion, and I've got to say, it might be the start to the day we get under the ream.
Oh, God. It changes your attitude, a good shower, and Ream's the one. And Margot, you were telling me you may have a new theme song for Ream?
Oh, I certainly do, Marto.
You let a little bit of it loose today?
Dan. Might have something to do with Prince. You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, you're not going to unleash it? You want to be fully produced?
You want me to do it now?
Well, I'd do it live. Like, I'm going with one called...
Ream.
Yeah, that's it.
Strong, steady and hot. Ream.
Righto.
Don't you stop.
All right, send that straight to the Ream bosses.
You're so hot.
We'll get that fully produced for tomorrow.
Hot on your body. Ow.
Ow. Ow, no, that means you've turned it up too high. You've got to have the...
Not too hot.
What about...
Reamly believer. Oh,
I can get it hot and strong tonight. Okay.
Maybe you produce your song. I'll produce mine and we'll have a Ream song off.
Song off tomorrow. Big shout out to Ream. It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show. Triple M.